Well, good morning, everybody. Good morning and welcome to Abbotsford Anglican's family Christmas celebration. It's wonderful to have you with us this morning, and a warm welcome to those who are listening online today. My name is Karen, and I'll be leading us through our time of celebration this morning. Now, this morning, we are very mindful of the changes in the public health situation around COVID-19. So, to show our love and care for each other, we'd like to ask you to continue to maintain the important safety measures that we've had in place at church recently. We'd like you to continue to sanitise your hands and to maintain our social distancing, got to get the terms right, and the wearing of face masks. And today, particularly if you'd like to sing, and it's a great joy that we can sing in church today. At the conclusion of the service, you may remain seated where you are to talk to the people around you. But if you'd like to continue those conversations, please move directly out of the building and continue them in the playground or outside. I know the weather's a little bit inclement for us today and doesn't make that quite so easy, but just keep that in mind when we're social distancing. It's great to catch up, but let's stay safe. Well, it brings us great joy that even though we are wearing masks, we can sing in church this morning and celebrate the wonder of the Christmas story. Today, we're going to sing some of our favourite and well-loved Christmas carols, and you'll be able to follow along with the words on the screen. Some songs we'll sing seated, and others we will stand for, and I will tell us along the way which ones we will be standing and sitting for. If you have young children with you, it's wonderful to have them with us. And please just relax and don't worry about any noise that they might make. It's just wonderful to have you with us. As we sing along, we're going to hear and see the unique story of Christmas unfold and build before our very eyes. And we can imagine for ourselves how it was for the shepherds and the townspeople, the wise men and the angels, and especially for Mary and Joseph, coming to Bethlehem for the birth of their baby. Remember, this is not a fairy tale. It is a true story of real people in a real place and time. It is God entering human history. So let's consider afresh the amazing message of Christmas, that Jesus, God and King, left all the glory of heaven to come to our world as a tiny human baby to be our Saviour. For generations before Jesus was born, prophets had been foretelling the coming of someone very special, a Messiah, someone who would be a Saviour for the world. This is what some of them said. The prophet Isaiah said, "The Lord himself will give you a sign. A virgin will be pregnant. She will have a son and she will name him Emmanuel," which means God with us. And the prophet Jeremiah said these words, "The days are coming, says the Lord, when I will raise up a good descendant in David's family. This descendant will be a king who will rule in a wise way, and he will do what is fair and right in the land." And the king did come from David's family. And our first song this morning reminds us of this. So let's stand and sing together, Once in Royal David's City.
Mother, lay her baby in
And so God's people living in Israel were waiting for the special one, a king to come. But nothing seemed to be happening for a very long time. Through the Bible, we see God's plan unfolding, the plan to send Jesus. Jesus was the king they had been waiting for, but when he came, it was not as they had expected. One day, the angel Gabriel came to tell Mary of God's plan. This is how the Bible describes what happened.
In the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favoured, the Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favour with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father, David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end." "How will this be?" Mary asked the angel, "since I'm a virgin." The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come on you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age, and she, who was said to be unable to conceive, is in her sixth month. For no word from God will ever fail." "I am the Lord's servant," Mary answered. "May your word to me be fulfilled." Then the angel left her.
Come with me now to Bethlehem, a small town south of Jerusalem. 2,000 years ago, when Jesus was born in Palestine, the Roman Empire was strong, and Palestine was an occupied country. Augustus, the Caesar at the time, demanded that a census be held to count the people in their hometowns. Mary and Joseph lived in Nazareth, about 120 kilometres from Bethlehem. Even though Mary was expecting a baby, they had to pack up their belongings and set off from Nazareth on the road through the hills. Joseph lifted Mary onto the donkey and walked beside her all the way to Bethlehem, because that was where their family was from. As they approach Bethlehem, stay seated and sing together of that special night. Let's sing Silent Night. When they finally arrived in Bethlehem, hot and tired after their long journey, Mary and Joseph could find nowhere to stay. All the inns were already crowded with other travellers who were coming to be counted. Finally, an innkeeper said they could use the cowshed around the back of his inn. This is how the Bible describes what happened.
In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to his own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn.
So it was on that night human history was made. It was an amazing night. A huge bright star shone in the sky, and the Son of God, Mary's child, was born in a stable. Think back across the centuries to that night in Bethlehem. Picture the scene. Feel the crisp night air. Walk up the road towards the inn and listen at the door to the talk and laughter inside. Now, go around the back through the darkness, down the rough path to the stable. It is small and dark, with only a flickering lantern to light the way. There's straw on the earth floor. Listen to the sound of the animals. The cows are mooing and chewing their cud. The tired donkey which has carried Mary to Bethlehem is breathing heavily. Can you smell the milk and the manure and the animals and the straw? It's a bright night, flooded with light from the enormous star overhead. And who is there? A baby, a very special baby. We're now going to sing about that very first Christmas night with a song the children have been singing at Kids Church. And Emily's going to bring the children down the front, and you're able to stand up and join in with the actions of this, and the children are going to lead us in the actions. It's called On That Very First Christmas. So please stand and join in.
Told
done, everybody. Take a seat. Well done, kids. That was fantastic. So good to see you here in church today. Well, on the hills nearby were some shepherds out minding their sheep. Most people didn't think much of shepherds in those days, but God chose those shepherds to be witnesses of Jesus' birth. Out on that dark and lonely hillside, the night was quiet. The fire had burnt down low. The men were sitting around telling jokes to one another. Somewhere close by, a sheep was bleating. Suddenly, the sky was filled with dazzling light. The glory of God blazed around them. Out of the centre of the brightness, an angel spoke with a message from God. The Bible tells us what happened.
And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth, peace to those on whom his favour rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about."
Let's stay seated and sing like the angels did as we sing "Hark, the Herald Angels Sing." Shepherds left their sheep and came to Bethlehem to see what the angel had told them about. So let's remain seated for this as we are going to sing together about these shepherds as they make their way to to Bethlehem. Let's sing while shepherds watch their flocks by night. In a country far away to the east, there were others whom God was calling to worship the baby. There were wise men who had seen a bright star in their skies, showing them that a king had come among the Jewish people. Listen to their story.
After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Messiah was to be born. "In Bethlehem, in Judea," they replied, "for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for out of you will come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel." Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search carefully for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me so that I too may go and worship him." After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen when it rose went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
Now stay seated as we sing about those kings coming from afar. You might keep an eye out for their arrival and the gifts they bring to lay down before the baby Jesus. So let's sing "We Three Kings of Orient Are."
Fill and fountain, more and fountain, following
News of the baby's arrival had reached the far country where the wise men came from, and now all those who had come to the stable were spreading the word to their friends and neighbours. This is how the Bible describes what happened.
When they had seen Jesus, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary, she treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying God and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they'd been told.
By now, the townspeople knew that something special was happening in Bethlehem that night. They were filled with curiosity at what the shepherds had said and wanted to see for themselves what was happening. The stable's getting very crowded now, just like Bethlehem was the night everybody arrived. So let's all stand and sing together, O Come, All Ye Faithful. Then the shepherds, wise men, and all the people joined with the angels, glorifying and praising God for all that they had heard and seen. It was a truly holy night that brought great joy to people all across the world, both then and now. So let's rejoice and celebrate that joy together as we remain standing and sing Joy to the World.
Jesus.
Please be seated. In the years to come, people would see how God's plan was carried out. God's Son, Jesus, the servant king, born as a helpless babe to a humble family in Bethlehem, would die on a cross as the saviour of the world. Just as the wise men of old offered their gifts, so he calls us now to offer him our hearts and our lives in serving him. But that's not the end of the story. Jesus has also told us that he will return. He is coming again, next time, not as a baby in a manger, but to rule as king. So let's affirm that truth by standing and singing together, "See Him Coming."
Wonderful way to celebrate Christmas. Thank you, children. Thank you, parents. Thank you all for singing. Wasn't it great to be able to just praise our God on this Christmas day? Isn't it great? Please, as you leave today, don't forget to thank the children and to thank the parents and just thank each one of you for coming along and celebrating in this day together. We meet together as God's people to celebrate the birth of our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. And that's why we gather, because we love God and He loves us. And we want to live life His way. So thank you for doing this today. Thank you for worshipping our great God today in this Christmas time. During the year, as you know, we'll be meeting, Lord willing. Things will be COVID normal. Next year, changes. We'll still be on the whole rolling hole at the moment, but we'll be meeting for church. Things will be online. Bible studies will meet. Opportunities to gather at home and meet with people. We're not too sure what's happening with Christmas at the moment. Just all be on standby. Listen, watch your emails, watch your text messages. But at this stage, we will be meeting on, Lord willing, on Friday morning at 9 a.m. And it'll be the Lord's Supper together. So if you're able to come and join us, please do. Also, just want to say, at this time, I'm going to pray very shortly. But I just want to say thank you to our children's ministry workers.
We can't see you, Heavenly Father, but we know that you are with us always. You never leave us nor forsake us. You always keep your promises, as you kept that first promise, that big promise of coming into the world in your Son, Jesus, to save us and to make us your friends forever. We thank you for this assurance. Loving Heavenly Father, we pray that what we do today and during the week and whenever we meet will always be pleasing in your sight. But today, this is our little way of saying thank you. Thank you for your great love towards us in Christ Jesus. Thank you for the children who remind us, Father God, by you remind us that our faith must be as simple as theirs, simply trusting in your love and goodness and work on our behalf. As a child simply trusts their parents, we trust in you. And we thank you for parents who faithfully are keeping their promises at baptism to teach their children about you in the life of the church. Please continue to encourage them, for they are a great encouragement to us who are much older. Father God, and for us who are older, we thank you for the privilege to pray and to support and to say thank you for their ministry amongst us. And loving, gracious Father, we ask now that you'll keep us all safe. We thank you for those in the governing authorities and first responders who are helping us at this stage. Give them wisdom. And we pray for an end to all of this and a return back to normal. In the meantime, keep us faithful. Keep us trusting in you. Thank you for these opportunities, times of which we can trust in you and care for one another as best we can. And so, gracious Father, as you taught us to pray, we end today by praying the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. The Lord be with you.